Well, for the sixth consecutive year, the Musial Awards will be seen throughout the country on CBS today. The network will air the Musial Awards as a one-hour special in partnership with the St. Louis Sports Commission and the National Sportsmanship Foundation. The broadcast produced by Al Roker Entertainment, the production arm of the 14-time Emmy Award-winning TV personality Al Roker. And they gave us permission to run this piece, which I did with Billy Crystal. I was able to meet with him backstage. The Emmy Award winner, he's won 6 primetime Emmys for his Grammy and Oscar hosting duties. He's also won Tony Awards on Broadway, and of course he is one of the most accomplished comedians and actors of our time, both television and film. He introduces Bob Costas, the Stan Musial Award Lifetime Achievement Award winner, on the show today, and I had a chance to talk to Billy about that relationship between the two.
Billy, why do you think your friend Bob is deserving of such an honor?
Because he's Bob Costas. He's had this legendary career. He's a man of great talent, obviously, but integrity, and he's a good person who gives of himself not only on the air, writing, but to especially the people of St. Louis. And he's just, he's a legendary guy, and I can't imagine the history of sports that we've gone through with him without him.
You two connected right away, didn't you? Your love of baseball, you discovered your both from Long Island. Tell me about that.
We have the same initials. We're both 6'3", 240, middle linebackers. We just like the same things. And he has a great sense of humor and appreciates not only the art of stand-up in particular, but comedy, and he gets it on a big level, the right level. And then the big bond that we had was Mickey Mantle, who we both got to know very well. It's one of those incredible things as growing up on Long Island, both of us, and Mickey was the guy. And then you end up being friends with him. It's surreal, but somehow kind of right. And Bob and I had moments with Mickey that were just so special. Sitting around talking late night at the Regency Hotel in New York, where we were always staying the night. And then when Mickey was about to pass away, Bob called me and said, come on, meet me in Dallas. Our guy's gone, and I helped him with the eulogy, which he so beautifully, delivered. So we've bonded on a lot of ways. I'm not just a fan of his work, I'm a fan of Bob as a friend.
And finally, a night like tonight, what impact could this night have on people watching, do you think?
Well, I think, for all of the people who are getting awards tonight, they'll learn about that there's a life other than sports that goes on at the same time, and it's about sportsmanship, it's about integrity, it's about giving of yourself on and off the field, and I think that's really important. And also, I think it's called the Musial Award, here he is. This is perhaps the most underrated superstar in baseball history. When you look at his stats, I mean, yes, he ended a long time ago, and sadly he's not with us tonight. When you look at a batting average of .331, 475 home runs, the same amount of hits at home as he did on the road, was it 1815,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So 3,630 hits, and a good guy. So I think that keeps the word out, it keeps the legend. Maybe kids will go, who is this guy? And then they should learn about the history of baseball.
Thank you for being here.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you.
That's great.
We can tell what a big fan Billy Crystal is of the game, too. You know, when he rattles off stats like that, we all know here in St. Louis, those of us who admire Stan Musial as a person, but also as a baseball player, we all know about the 3630 and the 1,815 at home and on the road. But when he just kind of rattles those off like that, he's like, 1815, both home on the road, right? Yeah, absolutely. He's a big Yankee fan, but has studied through the years and has admired Stan Musial. And it was really, I can tell you, rewarding for me, and I'm sure it would be for everybody, to know that Billy Crystal's a really good guy. You know, sometimes you see these guys in Hollywood and you wonder, what are they really like? You know, does he come in and like, okay, everyone look at me. What am I supposed to do? You know, he wasn't like that at all. He walked into the room very humbly and kind of, you know, shook a few hands. And then they set me up for an interview with him for this Lexus Lounge for the Sports Commission and the Musial Awards that they do together. They had me interviewing the celebrities. And he was so nice because, you know, they didn't ask him or demand him to do the interview. He just was there to take some pictures. I asked if he would do it, and he said yes. And then he gave us that interview that you heard right there, and then there were some pictures to be taken, et cetera. And I interviewed Bob and also Larry Fitzgerald, Salvador Perez, and some others upstairs. But Billy stayed and wanted to talk some more. And he and I were talking about St. Louis and the Cardinals and Bob and, you know, all of it tying together. And he's just the real deal. That was a really nice thing to know, that he's a genuine guy and a good guy. I heard the same from Chris Pronger when I posted that I had a chance to talk to Billy. Pronger said that he met him one time and posted a picture of himself with his son and Billy Crystal, and said that he just stuck around and talked and genuinely wanted to talk sports with Prongs. You know, I really like hearing stuff like that. I'll tell you one more before we take a break, and that is about Greg Gumbel, who is also a legend in so many ways, like Bob Costas. Greg Gumbel on CBS for many years. For a brief period of time, he went to NBC because CBS lost the NFL rights. But when they got him back, he was paired with our own Dan Dierdorf for 8 years. And I know that Dan was really and is very heartbroken once he learned the news of Greg Gumbel's passing. That news came out on Friday. Mr. Gumbel passed away at the age of 78. He had cancer. And he didn't tell anybody. You know, I remember watching March Madness Selection Sunday this year, and they said that he was not going to be able to be there, and that, you know, we certainly are thinking about Greg and we wish him the very best. But they didn't say what it was, if it had to do with him even. But the fact that he was not able to be there. Well, as it turned out, this family situation that he was handling was his own that he didn't tell anybody about, and he battled cancer and passed away at the age of 78. Mr. Gumbel was one of those passionate sports people, but, you know, so calm and understanding. He could give a take on, don't get me wrong, he could deliver an opinion, but he did it in such a classy, professional way. He was a great play-by-play man with Dan in their final 8 years together at CBS, but he went on to become, I think, as an NFL host, he was terrific. But I love that he introduced himself to a whole new generation as the voice of Selection Sunday and March Madness. And he did that from 1998 on. And he was so good at it that he became synonymous with turning that television on at 5 o'clock on Sunday and watching Selection Sunday. And then you knew for the next month, Greg had you taken care of. And he was so good at his job. When I was in college, before he got that job, he was doing NFL on CBS. And I went to go watch him speak. He spoke at, I believe, IU Auditorium, if I'm not mistaken. And we all gathered to watch him, especially those of us who were big into sports casting and wanted to be him. And I waited around for him, and I just couldn't help myself. And I met him backstage as he was leaving. And I said, "Hi, my name is Tom Ackerman. I'm a student here at Indiana University. And I just want to tell you I'm a big fan. I actually wrote a paper about you this year." And he looks at me and he goes, "You did?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Will you send it to me?" I said, "Sure." So he gave me his card and I sent it to him. Well, wouldn't you know, he sent me a note back and said that he loved it and he really enjoyed meeting me. Me? I mean, who am I? I'm just a kid at IU. I mean, the fact that he took the time to do that, and I've heard so many stories about him handwriting notes to people and took the time to take care of people, that says something. It tells you something about Greg Gumbel, and what a gentleman, you know, what a gentleman in our business. And certainly he will be missed. And it's why so many people are talking about him, not just because he was super talented, and he was, but he was someone that everybody wanted to work with. Everybody wanted to work with or be around Greg Gumbel. Let's take a break. We'll talk some college basketball with Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, next. They won last night. Wasn't easy necessarily, but nothing is in this game. And then we'll hear about the Blues, who play this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Enterprise Center. The Blues are taking on the Buffalo Sabres. 11 o'clock hour, we go heavy on football. We also talked to Bernie Miklas, and yes, we'll get into the Cardinals with Bernie. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX from the Stiefel Sports Studio.